This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post newspaper is reporting that the district attorney in New York City has convened a grand jury that could decide whether or not to indict former President Donald Trump, other executives at his company, or the business itself, if prosecutors present the panel with criminal charges. This is all according to two people familiar with the development. The Post cited those two anonymous sources for the information. It said the grand jury is likely to hear several matters, not just the Trump case, during its 6 months of existence. The paper said the sources spoke anonymously because the cases are ongoing, and the investigation of Trump businesses in New York State has been going on for more than 2 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Mideast says he will ask Congress for $75 million in assistance for Palestinians in Gaza following the recent ceasefire that brought an end to the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Blinken made the announcement Tuesday after talks in Ramallah with Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. The top U.S. diplomat said the United States would reopen its consulate in Jerusalem, provide $5.5 million in immediate disaster assistance, and more than $32 million for a United Nations emergency humanitarian relief campaign for Gaza. The top U.S. diplomat also pledged to help expand economic opportunities for Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. He said the United States will work to ensure that Hamas does not benefit from those reconstruction efforts. Blinken also reiterated Tuesday the Biden administration's belief in a two-state solution for the Mideast situation.